RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
A happy New Year's Eve. We're going to rock this thing like Dick Clark used to. It's Evan and Tiki here on The Fan.
Play the hits, man.
Except unlike Dick Clark. Rest in peace, and his wife, me and Tiki, will not be kissing at the stroke of midnight here. We're live for the next 5 hours. Then Scotty Farrell, Shake It Up, will come your way at 7 p.m. A lot of baseball, football to get to here throughout the show, plus a lot of good New Year's shenanigans. Tiki and I will get you on the phones, 888-808-1019. Of course, Chris and West Babylon's finest, Nico Scarlotos, with us on the other side. All right, Teak. We touched on it yesterday. Aaron Glenn, after being embarrassed by the New England Patriots, now comes an Armando Salguero piece on the kind of hot seats entering Black Monday, or getting close to Black Monday now, yes. 6 days away. And don't be so certain, he says, that Aaron Glenn's job is in fact safe. Him and Jonathan Gannon, the coach of the Arizona Cardinals, are now both facing growing uncertainty, which is an interesting thing to keep in mind with, you know, the ideas and the other names out there. Stefanski, Zach Taylor, we'll see what happens with Harbaugh and Tomlin. But really, let's focus here on the Jets and Aaron Glenn, because Joe Beningo joined us, the lifeblood of all Jets fans, at 4 o'clock saying he was done with them. And I went home on that, and I thought about, you know, Evan wanting to hear Joe's thoughts on it, and Evan, our friend, running a poll on his day off, and that was a 60-40 in the favor of Jet fans saying Aaron Glenn should, in fact, be fired.
Yes.
Tiki, I think we're both in kind of the realm of, yeah, you got to give him another year. But the more I think about the Jets and the more I think about this quarterback situation that's going to hover over them, and I've kind of hinted at it, and now I'm full-blown in. Man, do I want the Jets feeling like when they don't have the first pick and all those assets, like they have to go out and draft the quarterback this year because Aaron Glenn, if he's on the hot seat now, knows he's on the hot seat next year.
Yes.
Nothing is aligning once again with a New York local correctly.
No. This feels like a Jackson Dart situation with the Giants where you draft a quarterback. Let's say they get their quarterback and then you end up having to fire your head coach the next year.
Yeah.
Right? That's what it feels like it's trending towards. So if you're the Jets and you think about this contemplatively, not emotionally. You're not talking about, well, we like Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn was a great player for us. He had all of this success with the Detroit Lions. You're not rationalizing. You're just talking about how you look at the future. Now, if you don't believe in him, then in any capacity, whether that's the leadership, whether it's the staff building, whether that's the motivate, whatever, you have to move on from him right now. You have to.
Yes.
And is there reason to? Of course there's reason to. I mean, they made NFL history by getting blown out again. 107-point differential, which is over the last 4 weeks, which is, you can't even fathom that.
No.
I mean, you're losing by over 20 points a game, 25 points a game each and every week. And the Patriots took their foot off the gas. They could have beat them by 50 if they wanted to. And so Aaron Glenn is trending into what Evan always refers to is that special kind of ugly.
Yeah.
And yes, maybe it's intentional. Maybe they're tanking to try to get to the number one pick and draft Fernando Mendoza or whatever. They're, maybe it's Dante Moore, whoever their quarterback savior is going to be. But ultimately, you have to determine whether or not Aaron Glenn is that guy to lead them. Now, I think it's completely unfair to move on from him after a season. But I can see why people are starting to scream that he's not the guy.
Yeah, I think circumstances have to be weighed here because, as we know, right, didn't all our mothers tell us life isn't fair at some point, right? So I agree with you. It's not unfair. It is unfair, I'm sorry, for Aaron Glenn to be fired after 1 year. He wanted this job. He wanted to wear the Jets job like a badge of honor as a former New York Jet. And I'm not fully convinced that Aaron Glenn is some horrible head coach. I'm not fully convinced of that. But at the same time, I'm not fully convinced he's going to be the answer or be a good head coach.
Right.
And when you're weighing the pros and cons of keeping Aaron Glenn, the biggest pro to keeping Aaron Glenn is what you just said. It's only been 1 year. It's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell kind of pro is that?
It's not.
I need to point to actual things that have happened on the football field.
So let's try to do that.
Okay.
What are the pros that you would say Aaron Glenn deserves to stay here as head coach? There's only one that popped to my mind, and that is his commitment to the run game.
Okay.
Remember that was the mantra coming in, because everybody was questioning Justin Fields and whether or not Justin Fields was a viable NFL quarterback at this stage. And is he pocket prep? You know, presence? Does he have a savvy? How's it going to be? And Aaron Glenn basically said, we're planning on running the ball. We're going to run the heck out of the ball. We're going to be downhill. We're going to make it easy for our quarterback. And while they are top 10 in the league in rushing, it doesn't feel impactful.
No, it doesn't.
And there's only 11 rushing touchdowns on the season.
Yeah.
So Jackson Dart has 9
on his own
rushing touchdowns. Think about this. Jackson Dart has 9 rushing touchdowns. The New York Jets have 11 total.
Correct.
So, it's a half win because, yes, they're top 10 in rushing, and Breece Hall is having a heck of a season, but it's non-impactful. Right?
So,
they're not scoring points.
So, commitment to run game's a pro, but it's non-impactful. Here's the negatives, though. Now, you give me a pro. Quarterback situation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear the Justin Fields. Mike Tomlin won with Justin Fields. We think Tomlin's a good head coach. Okay.
Yeah.
Tyrod Taylor, you couldn't win with him. Brian Daboll, who we think is a bad head coach, played competent good football with Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah.
And now they made the decision to go to Brady Cook and develop him, so I'm not pinning him on him, and I'm seeing bad coaches. So that, the quarterback situation.
Again, the Brady Cook thing makes me feel like...
They were tanking?
Yeah, we're just trying to lose.
Okay. Here's the other negative.
Go ahead. And I think that's a positive, maybe.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to do it right.
Do it right. Different story, and I understand that, but... The defense. Aaron Glenn, defensive-minded head coach, defensive background.
Yes.
I give Aaron Glenn credit for, instead of just leaning on the idea that he was a defensive play caller, let me try to be a CEO type of a team. I give him that, so I guess I'd give that as a pro. But on the negative, as far as the defensive background stuff goes, I know Jermaine Johnson is coming off a gruesome injury. He has not looked like he's taken a big step forward as
a
pro.
No.
Will McDonald, this should have been a special year for Will McDonald.
Started to. It felt like it was going to.
But here we are in week 17.
Petered out.
That's
a motivation thing, it feels like to me.
Okay. Now, they traded Quinnen and Sauce, not blaming that on him, and I understand that they've had all these backups play in the secondary. But if you are a true coach, a true, like, I'm going to get the most out of my talent kind of CEO coach, mm-hmm. I'm going to ignore the offensive stuff and give you the benefit of the doubt of year one that you're at least going to get these defensive guys up.
Right.
The defense, if you're pointing to talent, whose job is it to coach up the lack of talent you have? The guy who has the defensive background.
Yeah.
I can't point. Quincy Williams got worse.
Right.
I can't point to a single player on this defense where I definitively know that guy got better because Aaron Glenn is here off of Robert Saleh being here and Olbrich being here.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. But I remember in, what year was this? This is 2022. When the Detroit Lions, they finished just above or below 500. I can't remember what it was. You could tell they were on the come.
Yeah.
And there were some games where I'm watching their defensive backfield, and I'm like, who the heck is that? I have no idea who this player is. I know Jeff Okuda was there, but whatever. There's other guys that you were just like, this guy is in the league?
Yeah, well, and didn't they get the most out of that guy who signed with the Giants and the Cowboys? Amani Uranagray?
I don't remember, but...
Yeah.
But my point was, Aaron Glenn, as the defensive coordinator, had these guys that didn't belong in the league playing at a high level, right? And so when I look now at the Jets, there's some players that, you know, they're practice squad type guys that are out there playing on the field. We got a lot of calls talking about that yesterday and kind of forgiving or excusing some of the lack of defensive production from this Jets team. But I've seen him do this with not as good of players in Detroit as the pure defensive coordinator, and you see them playing at a high level.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing that right now. And so... Is it his fault? I don't know. Is it Steve Wilks, who's now been fired's fault? I don't know. But it's an indictment, because that's what he was brought here to kind of do.
Yes.
Elevate those guys that weren't necessarily elite, but make them competent. And right now what we're seeing, especially defensively, is an incompetent production by this defensive unit week in and week out.
There is an overwhelming amount of holes on the defense that it actually makes me anxious staring at it on paper. And my point is, though, that simply Aaron Glenn failed to identify or coach up enough guys to make me feel better about any area about that Jet defense, right, even the pass rush. So I think that's a big con. But my biggest con I keep coming back to, last night with the Falcons win, the Jets were officially eliminated from getting the number one pick in the draft. Mm.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Credit to Atlanta, Raheem Morris. Great job that he's done down the stretch.
Three straight wins for them?
Yeah.
Something like that?
And now have totally played themselves into a way where they can knock the Bucs out, even if the Bucs win on Saturday. More on that later. But with the Jets being eliminated from the number one pick, we know definitively that unless they finish with the number two pick, this is a team with boatloads of capital and a GM that made the decisions to trade Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams and a head coach that knows he needs to figure out quarterback to try to secure his job. Do I want Aaron Glenn entering an offseason thinking he's on the hot seat and has to mortgage some of that capital to go get the quarterback that maybe they didn't want because the Raiders are getting that quarterback at one? And that scares the hell out of me about the future of the Jets.
Yeah.
And I don't have enough yes answers on Aaron Glenn as a coach to make me feel comfortable that that should be the offseason approach and what's in the best interest of this
franchise.
Here's
the other thing that you think about, though. If you move off from Aaron Glenn, so let's say you fire him. He's a one-and-done coach. And look, there's a faction of Jet fans. I'm not in that faction, and I'm not even a Jet fan. But there's a faction of Jet fans that want him one-and-done, and they want to move on. If you move on from him, what are you doing? Think about the process that they went through to try to replace Robert Saleh. And it felt like it was comprehensive. It felt like there was a lot of outreach and maybe irons on certain players or certain coaches. But we know that Ben Johnson wanted nothing to do with it.
Right.
And, you know, some of these other...
Vrabel wasn't even going to ask.
Vrabel didn't. I mean, maybe he considered it in his mind. He never came. So it felt like they were really, they hired the 33rd team to do this, outreach and research. And so it felt like they reached out and they didn't get a big, like, influx of interest.
Yeah. I mean, and they,
so what happens now if they won and done Aaron Glenn? The interest is going to be so much less. So I hear what Jet fans are saying. You got to move on from Aaron Glenn. This is so inept, and defensively, it is pathetic. And even offensively, you haven't had good quarterback play consistently all season long. Aaron Glenn is just a bad coach. But if you fire Aaron Glenn, you are not getting a top-end coach to come here. It's just not going to happen because the organization is now going to look inept. And that's the worst type of place to be in when you've lost 10 games six straight years in a row, haven't made the playoffs in a decade and a half, and you're just ready to try something new. Yep. I mean, you got to give him a chance, but it's getting hard to justify it. I understand that.
I'm going back to this list here of Jets coach interviews from last year. I forgot they interviewed Ron Rivera last year.
Yeah, no, you're right. By the way, that guy was Amani Oruwariye. Oruwariye.
Yeah, and he played well for them.
Yeah, he did.
He played well for them. Matt Nagy, they interviewed last year. Didn't give him the job. Okay, I'm giving you not... Look, it's very easy to say Rex Ryan was obviously on that list. Mike Locksley was on that list.
Mike Locksley?
And Steve Spagnuolo interviewed
last
year.
Mike Locksley from the University of Maryland?
Yeah, he interviewed with the Jets last year.
What?
Darren Rizzi interviewed last year. I'm going through the whole list.
That's just interviews to do interviews.
Remember they did so many, we started saying they didn't have a plan. Vance Joseph interviewed last year. Arthur Smith interviewed last year.
Ugh.
Bobby Slowick interviewed last year. Ugh. Okay.
It's one thing. And Brian Flores got fired.
Yes. Isn't that crazy? Thank God they didn't hire him. Brian Flores interviewed. So why am I saying this? I'm saying this to say we have this.
That does sound directionless.
It felt that way last year. Okay. And then they end up settling on the guy who was the ex-Jet. I bring this up to say, you know, everybody says every year, who's going to want that job?
Mm-hmm.
There's only 32 of them.
Somebody's going to want it.
Somebody's going to want it. But now, question, you're not going to get the top candidate, like you mentioned.
That's all I'm talking about. I don't care if people want it. Hell, I'd want the job. You're going to pay me $5 million guaranteed for 4 years? Guess what? I'll take it, because even if you fire me after a season, I got that 20 coming. So somebody will take it for sure. But what does success look like as a Jets head coach? Because we know what Aaron Glenn said success was going to look like, right? And we go back, and now it's becoming a mocking thing of him.
Well, that's the problem.
But he's like, I want my fan base to be proud of the product that we're putting onto the field. You get beat by 107 collective points over the last 4 weeks. Trust me, your fan base is not proud of you.
Not proud. We shouldn't have this conversation right now about you at the end of year one.
Yes.
But and in hindsight, that was a terrible answer.
Of course it was.
Because he didn't have a real answer on what success looked like.
Yeah.
It sounded good because Aaron Glenn's a good motivational speaker.
Of course.
But in hindsight, what the hell are we talking about? Give me a plan on what success looks like.
Right.
And that doesn't mean win-loss record. You know what I mean?
Right.
What it can't mean, though, is giving up or having the point differential of north of 107 points in December. I think I've come around to it. The future of the Jets is too important to me to have a coach feel like he's already going into year two on a hot seat and panic trading picks with Darren Mougie to go get the quarterback. I would rather find a bridge again. Now, look, Dante Moore falls in their lap, different story. But I can't have the offseason approach this way. If you don't have the number one overall pick, despite getting your ass kicked this badly in December, I don't have enough pros on Aaron Glenn's resume to justify bringing him back as head coach. I've swung it around. I've thought about it. If they had the number one pick in the draft, Tiki, I would be more apt to say, you know what, take your quarterback, you still have all these other assets, let me see what you can build.
Yeah,
I don't trust that they're not going to trade a bunch of these first-round picks and set the franchise back for a guy they don't believe in.
Yeah, so they almost need to find that bridge solution. And so instead of, because everybody wants Fernando Mendoza.
Yes.
And again, I like Fernando Mendoza as a college quarterback at Indiana. His best win all season long was against Oregon. That was middle of the season against number three at the time, Oregon. They beat him, and kudos. A lot of it was their defense, though.
What quarterback did he beat in that game?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It was not. Right. So it was Dante Moore.
Yeah.
So, but my point is, I like Fernando Mendoza. I get the hype, but I think the hype is coming because there aren't other options. You know what I mean?
Interesting. Okay.
There's not a ton of other options. I know most people haven't seen Indiana play, and they just see the high. He won the Heisman. He's a good player, but they've won games because their defense is dominant.
And great head coach.
Yep. And a great head coach. Cignetti is a great head coach. So I just don't know. 1 year, great, great college season, first overall pick. You've seen that story a lot.
Sure.
It doesn't always pan out.
My instinct is, I think Mendoza's going to be good. I like more, but I am not fully 100% in. It is not the Andrew Luck situation. And, Tiki, I can't be giving up these picks for that because the coach feels like it's a rush job to save his job.
Yes.
And that's a major problem with the Jets.
I would rather the Jets not try to mortgage your draft capital for Fernando Mendoza and build this team the right way. You have a ton of picks.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of good players in this draft. The quarterback obviously is needed. It's very needed. Sign one in free agency.
Yeah.
And you have get Malik Willis in free agency.
You have your bookend tackle.
What's the guy in Dallas? It was in New England.
Joe Milton.
Pry Joe Milton away from the Cowboys because it doesn't look like Dak is going anywhere. Great he's played over the last couple of weeks, really years, saved the injuries. So go find some bridge in free agency, not Justin Fields, and then use your draft picks to make this team better. This team has to get better. They don't have talent in enough places.
And they don't have patience with a coach. They're not going to have the patience with the coach by the time it gets there after next year. Aaron Glenn, should he stay or should he go now? 888-808-1019. It's Evan and Tiki on the Fan. Your calls. Plus, Sean McVay last night. A team is going to lose a game because of aggressiveness in the postseason once again.
Yep.
And I hope Sean McVay learned his lesson last night.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster.
It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.